Life is full of surprises sometimes. Yesterday we spoke about St. Nicholas and how he just happened to walk into church one morning and the people and the clergy decided they were going to make him bishop. A similar thing happened with St. Ambrose. He also lived in the time of the Arian persecution and suffered very, very much at their hands. But the story goes that he wasn't even a baptized Catholic yet, let alone a priest. And during that persecution, the bishop of a certain city died. The Arians, of course, they wanted their Arian bishop. The Catholics, they wanted their Catholic bishop. And there was a lot of strife going on. And so St. Ambrose went in to try to calm down the factions so that there wouldn't be bloodshed, essentially, in a big fight, a physical altercation over any of this. So he walked in to the church, and he calmed everyone down. And then all of a sudden, the people started saying, "Ambrose for bishop," and they would chant it. And then the clergy joined in, and soon enough, he couldn't stop them. And he knew it was the will of God. So they took him, and then he was baptized, of course, and then ordained, and then consecrated a bishop. And so he must have been surprised on that day when all of a sudden he was made a bishop. And speaking of surprises, when I was coming here yesterday, and trips are always sort of eventful anymore for me, so I was already late getting started on my trip yesterday, and then I realized I couldn't find my wallet with my driver's license, credit cards, or anything, and looked everywhere for it, except for the right place, of course. You never look in the right place. And so had to leave with just my passport, no credit cards, no license, or anything. And so that was an interesting start to this mission trip. But imagine, as we celebrate this first Saturday, what a surprise must have been there for Our Lady in her journey to Bethlehem. She and Saint Joseph, well, they knew that the baby, Emmanuel, God with us, was about to be born, but they got the surprise message that everyone had to go to his own town and there register his name. And so Joseph and Our Lady went to Bethlehem. And there they went to register their name. They saw the will of God in that and went. No complaints, perfect obedience, calmness, patience. And they went, and what did they find? Well, the roads were all busy, and so were the inns. The town was bustling, and there was no room for them at the inn. And yet, Our Lady, St. Joseph as well, they were so patient. They went from place to place looking for a home, were turned away, and then had to go and look at the cave. And there they stayed, and Joseph cleaned up the place a bit for his wife, and Our Lady, again, never complained. And then the Savior of the world was born there in that cave. But what surprises were there for Our Lady and Saint Joseph, just as there were surprises for Saint Nicholas and Saint Ambrose. And for you and for me, every single day, there's some surprise. It could be on our journeys on the road, back and forth from home to church, and someone cuts you off and you want to lose your patience. But think of Our Lady on her journey. What patience. You know what the word patience? It comes from the word, well, the Latin is patientia, and passio, passion. It means essentially the ability to endure suffering, to endure pain, the passion of our Lord, the passion that you have to endure every single day, to bear all with patience. And that means also to, despite all of the emotions, the feelings, anger or what have you, to be able to suffer those feelings and yet stay calm, collected, prayerful even. And that's really what it comes down to endure all of this, the bad weather and the surprises of life. Prayer. That's the single way to endure all of these surprises with patience. So let's think of Our Lady's journey to Bethlehem today as part of our first Saturday meditations, and pray to share in her patience with all the surprises of this life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.